Hey everyone, this is Derek White SkyCloud talking to you from bbsradio.com. And I'm your host. I work as a psychic medium. And my show today is called Between Two Worlds. Anyways, the introduction is a little bit backwards today because I've just I'm actually up here in beautiful Alberta right now here, working here for about a week. And I've been doing a lot of readings up in this area, meeting a lot of new great folks. And I'm up here near in an area called Slave Lake, and I'm in an area called Lesser Slave Lake. It's a really beautiful country, very way back. Especially when you drive down the highway, on the right side, you see a lot of moose and deer, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place. Anyways, to let you all know ahead of time, I work as a psychic medium, and I'm also on satellite, too, so some of you may not be able to get me on the Internet, but if you do have satellite dish, turn it on, and you can listen in right off of BBS Radio. Listen, this number is for you to call in for complimentary reads are 877-876-5227 and 530-876-3222. And as I was saying, actually, the weather has been really great up here. The first day I got here was last Wednesday, and it was very balmy. The funny thing is I had a friend of mine pick me up from the airport. And as soon as I got out of the airport, I got like this big broom of heat right come off on me. It was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. The big difference between British Columbia and Alberta, totally intense. So here I'm sitting in the vehicle driving down to Slave Lake. And the inside, you're in air-conditioned vehicle. But as soon as you get outside, take a break to go and get something from a stop. You get out of the vehicle, and boom, heat right in your face. I'm like, wow. I sure do appreciate air conditioners. Anyways, anyone wishes to call in to talk about themselves, ask a question what they need to know, my phone numbers are, repeat one more time, is 877-876-5227 and 530-876-3222. I'm up here doing psychic readings for a lot of people up in this area, and meeting a lot of new folks, and they're just absolutely fabulous people. It's been a while since I've been up in Alberta. Last time I was down here, or actually more south from here, but I went to a 30-year school reunion I haven't been to for over 30 years. But I went to that one, and then now I'm up in this area here, and I'm having a fabulous time. I was asked to come up here to do readings for people. So I've been really extremely busy, and I'm enjoying it, and I want to take a break to keep that time open so I can actually talk to you folks from up in Alberta and to talk to you from all across the world. Anyways, the song that you've been hearing to my intros and exiting, the lady's name is Theda Miller. She's a fabulous singer. I've had her on my show previously before when I had myself on the AM radio in Vancouver here on 1410 CFUN, and she was my intro song, and so I asked Theda if she'd be interested in if I could use her music as an intro song to my show on Between Two Worlds, and she said that she'd be honored. So I wanted to share something information with you that what she had said, and she's to share what she actually talks about herself. She says, I create songs spontaneously in the moment, and I'm singing, opening myself as a channel and allowing lyrics and melody to unfold into beautiful and unique songs. My inspiration is drawn from the people present and the purpose of the event we are gathered for. I have always felt called to sing, and in 2001 I discovered that I could get up in front of people and sing without knowing what would come out, and I began by singing about my own experiences, fears, desires, expressing myself authentically and in the moment. Now I sing for others, trusting that the songs, words are appropriate to them and their experience. And as a singer, the music I create touches people and inspires them to move beyond limitation and to imagination. The word Suspended, which is a song, this is a song called Suspended, represents the space I strive to enter when I sing freely, a space of emptiness, being totally in the moment, no past, no future, just now, weightless and free. This song, Suspended, explores the light and dark duality of the human experience. It acknowledges the struggle of fear and uncertainty as we make our journey toward accepting the greatness, beauty, and light within each of us. And Theda thanks me for putting her music on this show, and she really deeply appreciates it. And she sends love and light to everyone in the studio and everyone else who wishes to be interested in buying her CDs. They are for sale. And if you're interested, to look under thedamiller.com. It's thedamiller, thedamiller.com. Anyways, to keep on going here, anybody's calling in right now for a read, please, looking forward to talking to you. If you are another medium or anyone else who is online, please give me a call. I'd like to have a chat with you guys because we always like to discuss even about mediumship and our experiences with what we do. Also, if anyone has a story to share that they want to talk about what they're dealing with in the beginning to understand what mediumship is or to learn how to channel, give me a call, because basically that's what this show is about. It's called Between Two Worlds, making contact with those in between two worlds. So, anyways, about mediumship. Now, I've explained myself at some points what mediumship really is, but I wanted to go a little bit further with it. And mediumship can be defined with the process where we're basically a human, we're known as a human instrument, known as the medium and or channel. And it's used by one or more discarnates. Basically, people call them discarnates, which basically spirits. And also with, you deal with the personalities and the purposes. Now, we present information variable, like variables or otherwise, and causing so-called paranormal activities to occur and channeling forth certain types of energies. So we basically learn to understand the feelings and emotions what a medium does. Myself, I experience the feelings and emotions from what they give me. When a person passes over, they give me those last minute emotions before they passed over. I become that person sometimes. I feel like they're taking over a part of my body, and they show me what they need to tell me, what they want to share with that loved one or loved ones. So they begin to manifest themselves, whether it's through objects, whether through smells, even through, first, like say, smell of roses or lilacs or lavender. And basically, it also involves a cooperating effort between a person on the earth plane. So basically, meeting, we're basically like channels, so to speak, and a person that's in spirit, which is basically their communicator. There are several objects behind the manifestation of mediumship, and in addition, this is what we see in mediumship, that it can be different, like I said, different types of energies, and also we try to understand how to raise our levels of planes. Like we call the third level earth plane, and I find the spirits at the fourth level, so they're a little higher than we are, so we have to learn to raise our vibration up to them as they begin to lower their vibration down to us. And that's how we learn to make that meet in the middle, to make contact with them. Now, there are different types of energies that mediums will experience, because sometimes it can be through various types of sound, which sometimes people call them poltergeists. They can also make contact with spirits, whether you close your eyes or with your eyes. Depends on who and how that person focuses. So a medium does a variety of different things, depending on how they are deciding to use themselves as the vehicle. We also have different varieties of other people out there, too, that are mediums that just basically channel with either a writing with their guides, which is called automatic writing. And we talk about different types of other mediumship and or psychic mediumship. And the psychic part of it is to read the person about their future and or past and help them understand where their future and where it's going. there are a lot of good mediums on this radio show as well, besides myself. And so I always support them there as well, because we try everything we possibly can to help each other in the plan that we are taking in this world. Now, what I understand, too, there's actually a Caribbean cruise coming up here in 2007, and it's run by bbsradio.com, so they're offering the opportunity for anybody who wishes to go on that cruise, and it's going to be a cruise to, I believe, Mexico, or Lake Mexico, I think it's called Puerto Vallarta, and Cabo San Lucas, and it'll be starting from Los Angeles up back to Los Angeles. So it's going to be quite the trip. Now, I don't remember everything I'm able to say because I'm not at the computer at the moment, because where I am is I'm in the room by myself talking to everybody else on the phone and in the air. So looking forward to anyone who wishes to call in and talk, conversate. Also, the phone number again is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. I'm also going into syndication. They're apparently picking us up, so it's going to be quite interesting how this all is beginning to work out. I'm really excited about it. And what else we have here? I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Because where I live is in White Rock, British Columbia, and across the other side into the States is Bellingham, and we had fireworks galore from there, because we could see where the fireworks were from the opposite side of the border. That was quite the show that they had there. Amazing things. Anyways, it sounds quiet out there. Nobody's calling in. Is Donald there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
sorry.
It's very quiet.
It is a little bit quiet today. I'm sorry I'm breaking in through the speaker.
Yeah.
It is. I don't see many people calling in.
No. You know what? What I'll do, it seems like there's no calls coming in. I think what we'll do is we can break the show into music, and we'll probably start up next week. Hey there, Donald?
Yeah. Oops. Oh, I guess there's your first call.
There we go.
Hello?
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 How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Monique from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Ah, okay. How is the weather up there?
It's nice. It's humid, but it's not as humid as it usually is at this time of year, so I'm not complaining.
No. I know they're talking about, somebody talked about having, there was some sort of a tornado out there somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just saw the news. It's recently, unless it's in the whole picture. Anyways, what can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I recently had two readings, I believe, I called in, actually, BBS Radio, and I got a reading by someone recently who told me that there's a young man who's around me who I was friends with who passed over quickly. This is the second time I've been told that, and I'm trying to figure out who this person was, and I'm wondering if you can give me any clues.
Okay, did I tie that to you, or somebody else do that?
Somebody else.
Okay, so two other individuals said that a young man passed quickly?
Sorry?
Two other mediums?
Two other mediums, yeah.
And it wasn't me?
No, it wasn't you.
Okay, how long ago did this take place?
The last one was about 3.5 weeks ago, and prior to that, it was a few months before that.
Okay. And so, did they tell you who the name of the person is?
No.
Okay. Let me see if there is a person that has passed away here around you. Let's see what I can do for you right now.
Okay.
Okay. Can you spell your name for me, my dear?
Yeah, it's, did you say spell it?
Yeah.
M as in Mary, O-N
yep.
as in Nancy, I-Q-U-E.
Okay, so I'm as Monique.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Did you check on this one? On the young man passing?
Have I checked on it?
Did you check on it? Find out who the young man was that passed?
Not really, no.
Okay. I won't put it past, but I got a funny feeling it may have been the person's on your father's side.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel I need to say this word. I think somebody's saying that this person's missing.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. What you can do for me, if you can email me that very same conversation we've had, because I got a feeling this is what it is, because I'm being shown here father's side, and they're saying missing. Not father's missing, but father's side. It means somebody that he knows or was from the father's side of the family.
Hmm.
Is this young man's missing. I won't put it past it. It's either a cousin. I think it's this person's related to you.
Okay.
Okay. And who's Charles or Charlie?
You know what? I'm not sure, but that's... We actually had some cousins come down from England. The majority of my family's in England, and I don't know them very well. I met them a few times, my cousins. And I think we have someone by the name of Charlie on that side of the family.
Okay. I would check it out.
Okay.
Just in case. I would have a chat with your cousins and see if there's a Charlie who actually has someone in the family who's missing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And have a great rest of the evening.
You too.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Wow, that's pretty good. Well, I hope she finds this young man, and if he is the person that we're talking about, that'd be a very interesting story in itself. I felt that person, but it feels like this person is related to the father's side. So this young lady, Monique, will find out, I'm sure. And like I said, if she's still listening in, to have her email me and let me know if anything has resulted. Now, my email address is whiteskycloud@yahoo.com, whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. Or if you want to go to my website, it's whiteskycloud.com. And you will see on the pages there's many different things that I have in there. And I also work as a paranormal investigator, so I also am a ghost hunter, if anybody wants to call that word. So we do paranormal investigating and finding and see if there are any type of discarnates or people called spirits that have walked or are still walking in other homes or places. And we do this investigation to help the family or person that actually either they own a business or not, to help clarify and see if things can come to a piece of quiet place, so then there's no things getting thrown around or glass flying or pictures falling or even someone getting hurt. Now, most people don't get hurt doing paranormal investigating, but they can be serious sometimes if you don't have proper equipment with you. You can't just walk in the dark with no flashlight. And I always tell people, if you're going to do any type of paranormal investigating, make sure you bring plenty of batteries. Or if you're going to do this on your own, be very careful before you start anything. Always ask for advice first before you decide to go in and to explore. Anyone who ever decides to do any paranormal investigating, I really recommend you get some training first before you decide just to jump into it. Because if you decide to walk into a graveyard late at night, I'm sure you're going to have your treat in return. Anyways, when I work in this kind of field, when I go to a home, I sense the emotions and those who have taken place, whether it's past or future or present. And I'll give you an example. When I was in this house that took place just outside of the area where I live, this home had a lot of disruption. And the fact this fellow here who owned this home, every time he was in his bed, the bed would always get moved and pushed, or his blankets would get pulled off of him and his girlfriend when they were sleeping. And he thought it was her pulling the blankets on her, but he realized after the blankets weren't being pulled away from him sideways, they were being pulled away downwards. So what I had to do was that he asked me to come down, check the place out. So in the meantime, this house is quite old, and he's been doing some renovations. And so what I had done is explained to him that being in this house, with the amount of, with time itself, being an older home, that he may have connections of people that have passed over that are connected there from the past. So when I walked into this house, I noticed that we had three separate sections of the house. And I told him, I said, this house is the oldest part of the house. I showed him the other section. This is the other second part, that's the second part that was built after that, which he did not add on himself. Someone else did. He added on the third part, which basically was in a different section of the house. So two passings took place in the house. The first beginning of the small house actually had a passing, which was an elderly fellow who was not grounded, but he did show himself how he passed away in the home, which he passed away in the house by himself in his own bed. He did have a wife, but she was in the hospital at the time, and she passed away herself as well. But not in the house. She passed away away from the home in the hospital. What I did notice that the other side of the house, well, not the middle of it, but the other side of the house, also showed that a murder took place, and that there was a man who claimed his wife, and what I felt was there was a child involved, where the child was locked away in another closet. When I did investigate this and share this with the client, he told me that there was a murder that took place, and the child went missing, and it took place in the very same house. And also, it was apparently across the house itself. Actually, it was also connected to the next door of the other house. Apparently, there was a family affair, a little bit of a triangulation of a family that took place at one time. And I also mentioned to him that he actually had a horse that passed away on the land. And he said, I just said, within about a month ago. And he said, yes, there was. So these energies of people that you will recognize, whether they have passed away recently, if they decide to come through, they'll come through very strong, and it's quite active sometimes, because a horse, take for example, the horse decides to still stick around because he loved his friend, partner that rode him all the time. He thought him was a really good friend, like a father figure, so to speak. And he also recognized the past here, where there's an elderly fellow that was so connected to the house. The fellow was not grounded. He was just visiting, but he actually shared his, waiting for his wife to come home, and that's why that energy was there, where he passed away alone. So I helped him through the light where his wife had passed away in a hospital recently before he passed. He passed away before she did, and then I got him to find her to make contact, and now they went through. The other one, that was a bit disruptive, and now we had to clarify that one up in the other room, and that took time. That took time, but that particular plane of time period has not been completely cleared up yet, because due to the one spirit that took a violent passing. That has to be clarified. Yeah, you may have to come back again to send that spirit through, because the young man that apparently murdered this woman, he himself committed suicide. So is it really? And sometimes it may not feel comfortable to hear some of these type of stories, but these things do happen. It's very normal in life, but sometimes some of the spirits do hang around. And time itself, from the past, even from 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, even more. There are people that actually have carried on and stayed grounded to the earth, because they feel that they need to keep that energy going along on our earth plane, because they feel it's very dramatic to them. And some of them may realize that it's time for them to move on, but they find it quite traumatic. So these events do happen once in a while. When a person does a reading as well, when you talk to a loved one, they like to come through and give you signals of peace and comfort to let you know that they really do care for you, and that they want to make a connection with you somehow. And they also like to do is to share with you about life in general and how they're doing on the other side. Because I've actually had a lot of clients actually say to me, well, you know, when my mother died or my father died or my loved one died, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, or are they mad at me, or how did they respond, or how would they feel? I try to take care of them before they passed, but, you know, did I do a good enough job? I really feel bad about it. I'm not too sure. I did real well. They begin to worry. You carry that guilt. Now, what I share with everyone out there in the radio land there, do not worry about your loved one, because they love you no matter what. They're not angry with you because they passed away. They're not angry with you because you tried everything you can. Nor are they angry with you because you may not have been able to be there. And people do worry about that. Think, okay, well, my God, now how would you respond? How would it have been if people in spirit were not civil? And how would it feel if they decided to carry that anger to the side? It would have been a very disruptive spirit world. People would be very angry and frustrated and angry. Now, I hate you. I hate you. You know, you didn't stay around long enough. They wouldn't do that. They won't do that. So we carry that guilt feeling in ourselves, and that we need to work on that area, not to worry about how we feel or how they should feel. All we know is that there's nothing but unconditional love that do come from family members and loved ones that want to give it back to you as well. Now, yes, there is actually situations where you a person has dealt with an issue in the past in the physical life, which, for example, there could have been an abusive relationship between husband and wife, or between siblings and family, where the father or mother may not want to come forward and say too much. They would just basically stand there and look, but they will not say words. And there are times, too, when I would say, you know what, I'm not getting anything from your father. As an example, and I said, you know, for some reason he's not talking. And then all of a sudden they'll say, well, I know why. And so then they'll say, because we didn't get along. Well, that's the reason why. You know, it makes sense. Or they're not talking because that person could have done something to them in the past and it was never clarified before they passed away. So these things do happen in different forms. And so in relation to the work that we do, we have to go by those feelings and emotions. Also, they'll try to show us symbols. Now, the symbols are totally phenomenal. I get some very strange symbols sometimes. I had one lady today gave me a symbol of butter, and I had no idea what the butter meant, but she knew what her mother was talking about when she passed away. She talked about always putting butter in baking all the time. She was butter, 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 and she always did the churning the old-fashioned way. So I didn't really understand what that meant, but to her, the daughter, her mother is always into butter. And so we may not ourselves know what the symbols mean all the time, but you, instead of trying to change the story or trying to figure it out yourself, just say it the way it is, and then they'll understand. If you're not too sure, then you can try and figure out from there. So there's different varieties of ways to work on this type of work. Anyways, the phone number again is... Where am I here? My card, my paper. It is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. The phones are toll-free. So if anyone wishes to call in and ask a question about anything in general, please phone in. Looking forward to hearing from you. Now, I'm not sure how long BBS Radio has been around, but so far so good. We have a lot of huge response in calls. People are actually calling in. This last few weeks have been quiet for a lot of people because of the holidays between July the 1st, which we had Canada Day, and then we had July the 4th. July the 4th was actually Fireworks Day. I'm not sure. I'm a Canadian. I think it's all to do with the war, celebrating what happened, the war in the past, because of the United States. So we're both celebrating a country, both the United States and Canada. And I think it's a fabulous way of working together as a community and as a people. And so anyways, in the mediumship field, when we're doing this work, and as we sit down, whether we decide to look at your hands or look at your face or talk to you, or in words and words. And all people also too say, well, how do you know that you can make contact with someone on the phone? Well, it's because I ask spirit, spirit tells me, and whether it's symbols, whether it's through sight, we either close our eyes to look at it or they just give you a good shove and say, this is what I'm getting. And it's really neat how it works, because there are even moments too that people will actually come through in dream time before they even come and see you, and they'll come visit the night before and let you know how they are, and they want you to make contact with that loved one before they get there to come and see you. So that happens as well too. Happened to me twice already since I've been here. I've had two visitations from two individuals, go figure, two individuals in spirit come and visit me in my room, in my bedroom while I'm sleeping. Suddenly just waking me up and just nudged my feet and said, now listen to me, I'm going to give you this message only once, and you have to remember this, so then when my loved one comes in, you can tell them this. So you're sitting there, okay, you're half asleep, and you think, okay, now, how am I going to remember this? Well, make sure anyone, if you ever want to get a message from a loved one, if you are receiving yourself, always good. It's a good idea to have a pen and paper by your side, even if you decide to think it's only just a dream. It's really important to receive that message sometimes, just to know that you are loved by someone or for someone else. So in that way, mediumship can be a totally different understanding. There's so many things that we as mediums have done in the field. Now, sometimes I've actually worked for the police whenever they need me. And also, on my website, like I said before, I've done paranormal investigating. Pardon me. I've been on other radio shows as well, interviewed, which has also helped support the BBS radio quite well as for myself. So we're trying to get ourselves out there as much as we can, as far as we can, and looking forward to the AM and the FM people to come pick us up, because I think it's going to be worthwhile you're listening to. Anyways, I would like to do is we're going to take a break. Is Donald there? Mr. Donald? Anyways, folks, I'm going to cut it short today because I'm apparently the everything is really quiet because everyone's celebrating the Independence Day, so there's not that many phone calls coming in, and it's unusual for me. But I would like to thank everybody for being listening in, and we're going to call it a fresh week next Saturday at 3 o'clock, and we'll talk to you folks later on in time. Now, if anyone wishes to give me a call, it's 604-818-8375, 604-818-8375 for the appointments. I have PayPal online as well, so if anyone wishes to get a phone call or to do phone readings, I'm able to do that. And also, if you want to have a chat, look through the website and have a boo, so to speak, and see what you think of the web page and anything else that you wish to inspire. A lot of people like to share and send the photographs of their orbs once in a while, so if you want to email me a couple some pictures, I'll even put them on my website just to share them with you for the rest of the world to see. So anyways, folks, I'm going to sign off. I appreciate everyone listening in, and you're listening to Derek White Sky Cloud in Between Two Worlds from Slay Lake, Alberta in Canada, and we're looking forward to talking to you folks next week. So take care, guys. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.